AP Radio News.
I'm Diane Kepley. Welcome to the buying frenzy that's known as Black Friday.
While you can expect the stores to be jam-packed with people grabbing those Black Friday deals, the National Retail Federation's Kathy Granis Allen says this year the internet and mobile are playing a huge role in shopping.
A lot of the promotions are exclusive to apps, so you can only get a discount on that retailer's app that other people won't get. And of course, there's the popular buy online, pick up in store.
And she says that gets shoppers into stores where retailers can sell them even more. Julie Walker, New York.
Black Friday shopping is the target of protests in Chicago, where they plan to be out in one of the city's key shopping areas as they continue demonstrations in response to a video of the shooting of a Black teenager by a white police officer. Our Don Babwin is there.
Their hope is to bring attention to this case about the way this investigation was handled, the way it took 13 months to file charges against the officer.
The weather this holiday weekend is not cooperating in the Midwest and Plains states. Snow, ice, and rain stretch from Colorado to Wisconsin. Forecaster Aaron Gleason says it's moving east.
We're looking at continued winter impacts through the weekend, generally tapering off by Saturday night into Sunday, and generally just affecting the southern and central Plains states.
In Paris today. A somber ceremony is getting underway as France mourns and honors those killed in the November 13 terrorist attacks. This is the first formal gathering since Islamic extremist gunmen and suicide bombers attacked the National Stadium and central Paris. Meantime, in Germany, prosecutors say they've arrested a man on illegal weapons charges. That man reportedly is suspected of selling four AK-47-type assault rifles that might have been used in the Paris attacks. And the presidents of France and Russia have agreed to improve cooperation in the fight against the Islamic State group. This is AP Radio News. Prosecutors in Poland say they will not extradite filmmaker Roman Polanski to the U.S. to face charges in an almost 40-year-old case. The decision closes that case in Poland and means that Polanski is now free to live and work in that country. It's costing a lot more to pay for prescription skin care.
According to research in the medical journal JAMA Dermatology, retail prices have surged 401% since 2009 for brand-name drugs for skin conditions. That compares to an overall inflation rate of just 11% in the same time period. Prices for generic skin treatment drugs climbed 279% between 2011 and 2014. The study also found dramatic price hikes are common across the pharmaceutical industry. The analysis did not identify a reason for the higher drug costs. Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
A landing gear on a Boeing 737 partially collapsed as the plane landed in Mexico City last night. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.